Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Psalms, chapter number 127. And we began a thought yesterday concerning a house becoming a home. The Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. We said yesterday and began with the idea that the home, it must be divinely founded. Divinely founded. The home must be divinely founded in order for a house to become a home. God has to be at the center of it. So many people are trying to get around the bond of marriage and to create a home. And all they'll ever have is a house at best. Those who practice homosexuality are trying to have a counterfeit home by having two mamas in place of a dad and a mom, or two dads in the place of a dad and a mom. And as a result of that, they have a house, but they can never have a home because the home is divinely founded. And unless you follow the precepts of God's word, you will never be able to have a home. The best you can hope for is a cozy house. Well, we said not only must the home be divinely founded, but today I want to say also that the home must be divinely fended. Divinely fended. In other words, if God does not defend the house and defend your home, then my friend, you're in trouble. The scripture says in the latter part of verse 1 of chapter 127 of the book of Psalms, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Now, my mind goes to the siege of Jerusalem. The Assyrians had come to Sennacherib and had placed their weapons of warfare around the city, and there was a great siege. I'm satisfied that prior to that, probably the inhabitants of Jerusalem, because of the height that the city set upon, the top of the mountain, the lack of water outside of the city, the treacherous, lack of roads and all the rest, that, really the only ones that had ever challenged them on their own turf were the Egyptians as far as taking on the city of Jerusalem. But my friend, they were up against a new foe now. They're up against the Assyrians. Hezekiah is the king. And they come in, and I believe two things took place. The greatest asset that Hezekiah had, of course, was his calling on God. And, of course, his relying upon the Lord for his defense. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. And I also believe one of the greatest mistakes that was made by Sennacherib was to mock the God of heaven, was to mock the God of their fathers. And my friend, that caused the wrath of God to come down upon him. And so they were watching in vain. If those who were upon the watchman on the wall, if God had not come to the rescue of the city of Jerusalem, and he did, their watching was in vain. And with that, our worry is in vain. The Bible says it's vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late. It's vain to eat the bread of sorrows. I'm adding to this. I'm adding that a second time. And then the Bible says, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. I'm glad to report to you when the Lord is our watchman. Now, obviously, we're to set guards, and we're not to obviously leave the gate unlocked. We're not to leave the doors unlocked, and we're to filter everything that comes in our home and who and what that comes into our homes, and it comes into the ear gate, the eye gate, and other ways into our children's lives. Certainly, we're to filter that. But except the Lord build the house, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Our Father, we pray that you would help some dad this week realized the importance of living a separated, sanctified life before his children. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.